Stalemate in Washington with more at stake than just taxes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, to paraphrase 19th century poetry, 'twas the week before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. I'm talking about the House of Representatives, where most lawmakers have gone home for the holidays after leaving a legislative mess in their wake. House Republicans yesterday rejected a Senate deal to extend payroll tax relief through February for 160 million American workers. And if Congress can't get its lines uncrossed and get to a yes vote in both chambers, there's more at stake than just taxes. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
An extension of federal benefits for the long-term unemployed is tied to extending the payroll tax cut. It's the ninth time since the recession began that Congress has gone to the brink on keeping those checks flowing. If it can't make a deal, nearly 2 million people will fall off the rolls by the end of January, says George Wentworth of the National Employment Law Project.
The average amount of an unemployment check is $295 a week. The Economic Policy Institute estimated that reauthorizing the federal programs would actually save or create over 500,000 jobs.
That's because unemployment payments flow back into the local economy right away for rent, gas, groceries. But they also cost a lot, $44 billion next year, which is why congressional Republicans want the cost offset by other spending cuts. Meanwhile, another cut kicks in on January 1st if Congress doesn't act. Doctors will see their Medicare reimbursement rates slashed by more than 25%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The research firm ComScore says online shopping is up 15% this holiday season compared with last year. And LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus says that also likely means the amount of packaging we're getting in the mail is up. He joins us now to discuss. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So, do we have any sense of how much extra packaging we're using now that everything is being bought online and shipped to addresses?
We do. And first, let me preface this by saying I'm not trying to be a Grinch here. I just want to remind people that there is an environmental cost to all this fun holiday consumption.
Okay.
So, keep in mind that we generate about 25% more waste during the holiday season from Thanksgiving to New Year's than normally. That's 1 million tons a week of extra stuff. What do I mean by that? I mean about 125,000 tons of plastic packaging. What I mean is about 744 million holiday cards that are sent. What I mean are about 8,000 tons of wrapping paper used on presents. That's the equivalent of about 50,000 trees.
Well, what are you supposed to do as a recipient of these gifts or a giver? I mean, if you go buy something on Amazon, it's going to be shipped with a box and a lot of, packing materials and stuff like that.
And that's exactly what you can take advantage of. You're going to be getting a box. You're going to be getting packing materials. Keep them around because you can use these again. The whole trick to this thing is recycling. You want to recycle all the packing materials you get if you can. You want to use recycled papers for your Christmas cards and your holiday cards and use recycled paper for the wrapping paper. And the wrapping paper is particularly tricky because once it becomes wrapping paper, it has kind of toxic paints and toxic inks in it and you can't recycle it anymore. Keep that in mind.
Okay, so we do more recycling, David, and then I guess we can just sit back and relax over a nice holiday dinner and not worry about anything else.
Yeah, but here's something else to worry about. That is, we waste about 28 billion tons of edible food every single year. If you're having a big holiday party or something like that and there's some leftover food, remember this. The federal government has a Good Samaritan law. You can donate that food to homeless shelters, to missions with no harm, no foul.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. David, have a great holiday.
And have yourself a green little Christmas, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher across Europe and Asia this morning, up 1.5% in Tokyo and just a little less than 1% higher right now in Paris. The European Central Bank was even more popular than expected this morning when it offered banks 3-year loans with very low interest rates. 523 banks borrowed a total of about 489 billion euros, or about $650 billion. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow surged 337 points, almost 3%, to close at 12,103.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. and by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org.
The European Union's highest court has just ruled that the EU can force all airlines flying into Europe to pay for the pollution they cause. The U.S. government is opposed to the rules, which go into effect January 1st. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
The EU has legal limits on carbon emissions that cause climate change. Want to pollute more? You have to pay. For years, it's said, starting in 2012, that law goes for all airlines.
When an airplane lands in Europe, it will have to have shown that it's reduced its emissions or has purchased carbon permits from some other source to make up the difference.
Jake Schmidt is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the EU will give airlines free carbon permits for a year. Eventually, ticket prices will go up.
A maximum of $50 on a round-trip flight between London and Paris.
But Steve Lott at the lobbying group Airlines for America says government fees are not the way to go.
This money is better left with the airlines, who should invest in new aircraft, new engines, and new equipment that will make them more efficient and reduce their CO2 emissions.
The U.S. State Department and Department of Transportation have now warned the EU it should not act alone on global emissions, and that doing so could launch a bigger trade dispute. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, it's probably safe to say the Transportation Security Administration hasn't been the most popular government agency this year. And at LAX Airport here in Los Angeles, some TSA agents are trying to change that. They've formed a chorus and have been singing for holiday travelers in the terminals. Everything from I Believe I Can Fly to this rendition of What a Wonderful World, courtesy of the LA Times website. What's that old movie line? Every time a TSA agent sings, a passenger misses his flight? Something like that. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Ah, the joys of Christmas.
Christmas was always a really big deal in my family, even though we're all Hindus. But I think the reason why it was such a big deal is that it was kind of new for my parents, too.
Now, imagine your job is to write the Christmas episode for a hit TV show. I'm Kai Rizdal, Mindy Kaling from The Office, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.